Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. And I am proud to present to you your daily Cowboys roundup for Friday, October 15th, 2021. Happy Friday, everybody. The weekend is upon us, and another opportunity to take home a big win is on the horizon. One thing you know for certain is that the Patriots are going to be well coached. The Cowboys will need to stay disciplined, play mistake-free football, and stay within themselves to ensure that they come out on top on Sunday in Gillette Stadium. There's still much to discuss as it pertains to this week's game, including some injuries and some coaches and player observations. Let's get right into it. Thursday's practice report was similar to Wednesday's in many ways. However, there was one major addition worth mentioning. Dallas Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith was added to the injury report today with a neck issue. He was a limited participant in practice, and this one may be worth watching. Nothing has been indicated, and no one has reported that he is in danger of missing this upcoming game at this time, but we all know the history Tyron Smith has had with his neck, and you just hope this isn't a major or lingering issue going forward. Again, this one will be worth watching as the Cowboys head for practice again today on Friday. The Cowboys are working through nicks and bruises just like everybody else in this league, and as a result, there have been some absent members of the team for Thursday's practice. Trayvon Diggs, because of an ankle injury, was limited in practice Thursday. However, the situation is not of high concern, Coach McCarthy stated Thursday in his pre-practice availability. Another injury worth monitoring is the secondary. In the secondary is free safety DeMonte KZ, who reported he had some hip tightness on Monday. As the team got going on Wednesday, the issue flared up again, and as a result, he worked with his rehab group on Thursday. Kazee did meet with the media after practice on Thursday and stated that he expects to play Sunday at New England. Kazee stated he woke up Tuesday morning with some discomfort but advised that he will be alright. It's good to hear that a couple of staples in the Cowboys secondary will be ready and available come Sunday. They're both big playmakers and they've both made statements all season long, so it's good to see that they could and possibly and should be out there come Sunday afternoon. And some more positive news as far as injuries go, Donovan Wilson was once again limited in practice on Thursday as he works back from his groin injury. This has been his first week of on-field work he has taken a part in since the injury, so that looks to be a positive sign for his prospects going forward. We'll see what that means for this week or if they hold him out until after the bye when they go against Minnesota Vikings on Halloween night. So we'll see what happens, but either way, this is a positive step for the team. Trayvon Diggs met with the media following practice on Thursday, and he touched on how he felt about dropping to the second round of the draft and what it felt like to be passed up by teams across the league. Diggs stated, "I was disappointed. I was really upset because I felt like I was one of the better guys in our draft class. But extremely happy that I'm at the place I wanted to be. It all worked out." Man, all of Cowboys Nation would agree with that statement as well. CeeDee Lamb in the first round and Diggs in the second was a dream come true for this Cowboys team. And if you do remember Cowboys Nation, the Cowboys were thinking about taking Trayvon Diggs in the first round. So the fact that they're able to get him in the second round and still get CeeDee Lamb is going to be talked about for years to come as this team matures and grows and to see where it goes in the future success-wise. It looks like to be one of the generational drafts that it could possibly be and project and what's the word I'm looking for? Look to maybe push this team forward going further into the future. Zach Martin was also one of the Cowboys players to talk with the media on Thursday. Martin touched on what to expect when you face a Bill Belichick defense, stating, "Kellen has said from the beginning that we're an offense that aggressively takes what a defense gives us. So I think we'll be ready for whatever they throw out there." That really has been this offense's mantra all season long. Offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is right. This unit can beat you in so many different ways, there's no reason to try and force something that isn't there. Look for another and use the talent around you as you look to attack the defensive weaknesses. They mentioned that they're going to make the Cowboys try to play left-handed. Kellen Moore said, "Funny, I'm lefty, so, you know, he's ready to go either way." QB1 Dak Prescott was also able to touch on Moore's mind state and philosophy when he met with the media on Thursday, stating, "We talk all week long. We are on the same page of what we are looking for to beat their defense. We get into the game, and along the course of the drive, I'm thinking about a play, and sure enough, it comes in. I think that just tells of our communication." It's such a welcome sight for the Cowboys fans to know that their QB and offensive coordinator are so in sync and locked in together. The proof is obviously on the field, and the product surely reflects that. So hopefully that relationship continues to grow, and as it does, so will the Cowboys offense. As always, we here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related, so please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. And if you could and wouldn't mind, it would be greatly appreciated and awesome if you could leave us a rating and write a review. They go a long way and is much, much appreciated. That is all for today, Friday, October 15th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk everything Dallas Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great Friday, finishes the week strong, and goes out there to have an even better weekend. As we all hope to see the Cowboys extend their winning streak to 5, I'll be tuned in, I know you'll be tuned in, and I will catch y'all on Wednesday.